You're connected to All Songs Considered, our plus one, our little short podcast. And this sax player you might know best from Kendrick Lamar's new record. He was all over the Flying Lotus album. This is Kamasi Washington. Kamasi Washington has just released a three-disc record, 3 hours of music on a project called The Epic, as it should be called. And here to tell us all about this young player is NPR's Patrick Jaren-Watanonen. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, Bob.
3 hours plus of music, and this music is not just saxophone. I hear bigness just right here. What do we have? It's a small orchestra.
You're hearing his sort of core band, his 10-piece band that plays together pretty often, but also he went back into the studio after he recorded and scored parts for strings and voices and special guests. So it really is a massive body of work. He went into the studio with a bunch of his friends, his band, his core band in 2011. And he actually came out with 45 songs. And so from those 45, he pared them down to 17, and he couldn't pare them down any further. So he told Flying Lotus, like, you know, because this album is out on Brainfeeder Records, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put out a 17-song, 3-hour album. And Flying Lotus was like, all right, I knew you were going to do that.
And this guy is what? He's like 32, 33 years old.
Yeah, he's in his early 30s. He lives in Los Angeles. He's a multi-talented musician. And as a lot of, you know, musicians who are jazz musicians are, you know, they kind of have to supplement their income by doing lots of different things. But I think he would say that, you know, he's learned a lot from doing those sorts of gigs too, how to be really precise with coming in right on a cue. And I think you hear that in just how he accents the core of this music with these great string swells or vocal sections.
Now, this guy has mounted this mammoth thing in a recording he did just before this record came out, the top of May. So he recorded earlier in the year, this big band performing this material. How long was this concert?
Well, he tried at his record release show. He presented the entire thing, more or less, with special guests, and not only with his core band, 10-piece band that he's played with for a long time, but he also brought in a string section and voices and DJs to sort of scratch in and out of the record. And his father, who is also a musician, and Terrace Martin, the producer, who is also a saxophonist, who brought him into the Kendrick Lamar's fold. So this was a massive undertaking. It was, I think, 4 hours and 15 minutes worth of concert. NPR Music was there for a project called Jazz Night in America. It's a public radio show that's heard on a lot of different stations, but also a webcast series. So we were filming this concert for the webcast as a sort of complement to the radio show.
One of the reasons we want to talk about it is let you know that you can see this mammoth project. And we don't, you know, someone does this and it just shouldn't go unknown. I just had a conversation with Philip Glass and he talked about Einstein on the Beach. And, you know, that when they performed it, they had no idea how long it was going to be. It was a 5.5-hour mammoth performance. And so many people who wish in their lives they could have seen or heard this event missed it. And I don't know the impact of this music, but somebody does something that has so much depth to it and it goes so many different directions, it's worth paying attention to. And we don't do jazz enough on this show, and part of it is sometimes I find like the innovation for my ears isn't there. This guy has something special. And when can we hear this?
Well, next Wednesday, May 27th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast. It'll be streaming at npr.org/jazznight.
So let's go out on a whole song from Kamasi Washington. This is from the record, The Epic, and we'll go out on Final Thought.
This one features the band in particular. I don't believe he actually added the strings and the voices to this one. So you get to see this group, which has, you know, grown really tight. I mean, he's known all these guys since high school, maybe before, you know, the drummer he's known since they were, you know, toddlers. So they have that connection together, and recording all this music for a month in the studio really only helped forge that much better.
Great. This is probably the shortest cut on the record. This is 6 minutes plus. A nice little journey. Final thought, Kamasi Washington. Thank you, Patrick. Jaron Watanonen. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob.
See ya. We'll be right back.